This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
4 o'clock hour on a football Friday. So we were asking in the last segment, Crowder was asking, what's the most popular Beatles song ever? Or what's the most famous Beatles song ever? Someone texted in, I haven't verified this, but someone texted in that this song, Here Comes the Sun, has 1.6 billion streams on Spotify.
Here Comes the Sun.
Yep.
You've heard this before, Crowder. I refuse to believe you haven't.
Oh no, Forrest Gump. Maybe Forrest Gump.
Nah, I don't think so. It's all right.
So
anyway,
that Little Darling in Winter, Little Darling doesn't rhyme.
Correct. You nailed it.
You're wrong.
No, I'm right. So, Mansion and Wisconsin rhyme?
No, I told you T-Pain stretched it with Mansion and Wisconsin. That's checking. A stretch.
Training camp reports on WQAM are sponsored by Miami-Dade County Public Schools Technical Colleges. MDCPS Technical Colleges offer over 60 affordable accredited programs. Day or evening, hands-on training aligned with local employers. Call 305-558-8000 or visit careerinayear.com and launch your future today. No Dolphins training camp or practice today. They play the Detroit Lions tomorrow at 1 p.m. in Detroit. That game you can watch on CBS4. You will have Steve Goldstein and Kim Bocamper on the call. Mike Cugno on the sidelines. And if you want to listen to Game Day Uncensored prior to the game, 11 a.m. till 1 p.m. right here on FM 104.3 WQAM. Solana, Brendan Tobin, Omar Kelly, and regular season games, I'm assuming, will be 4 hours of pregame, Solana?
Yeah, so we're doing two for preseason, and we'll head back to 4 hours, and we're going to have more guests, by the way. I don't know if it's necessarily official, so I don't want to spoil it, but familiar voices that you'll hear throughout the season on with us will also be on Game Day Uncensored. Remember last year we had Adam Beasley, but he's out of the day-to-day covering of the team, so we'll have somebody else in the fold as well that I'm excited to announce when we get there.
All right. Very good. Well, you'll have 2 hours of pregame tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. here on 104.3 FM WQAM. We've got more Marlins tickets to give away this afternoon. We'll get to that at some point. Odyssey Sports training camp coverage is brought to you nationally by Geico. Switch and save. Get more with Geico. And speaking of national training camp coverage, this is not my official quiz, but Pro Football Focus.
Think I can't apologize publicly when I already apologize.
What are you watching?
I don't know. Somebody sent me a video. I thought I had the little. I thought it was the Red Cross bell, and it's the white bell.
I don't understand on Instagram why, even if you have your phone muted, the videos play sound.
Crazy.
It's right. It's like a weird glitch, isn't it?
Yeah, and here's the thing. There are times where I have my phone muted and I still want to hear the video, but I should have to click the video on.
Right. It should be the opposite default.
Right. But the default is unless you mute the video, it's going to play. It's a weird situation that's happening.
Anyway, yeah. Pro Football Network.
Something with Kwame Brown. I thought it'd be a good story. I don't know what we're talking about.
We'll save it for the 5 o'clock hour. 5 o'clock Kwame Brown happy hour. And we'll get headlines in a second, but Pro Football Network did a ranking of the 2025 NFL backup quarterbacks.
Ooh.
Now I'll ask you, out of 32 teams, where do you think Zach Wilson ranks?
Ooh, high 20s, mid 20s.
Because think it out a little bit. He's been a starting quarterback in the NFL right. for many years. So to me, he's already got a leg up on a lot of backup quarterbacks who haven't done much anywhere.
But an unrespected starting quarterback.
Well, the ranking is 16. So right in the middle.
Yeah.
16. They write, after a chaotic tenure with the Jets, it seems as if getting away helped him reset and get his game right. Now he's the backup to oft-injured Tua Tagovailoa and may be called upon at the snap of a finger to finish a game. It is not expected for Tua to get injured, which is Wilson's path to playing, but he may get a shot to shoot up his board sooner than anyone. But along that line, you want to guess who is the number one rated backup in the NFL? Ooh. This, of course, would be predicated on us knowing who the backup quarterbacks are, and no one knows. So it's admittedly a difficult exercise. But
Jameis Winston's third string.
No, he's the backup in New York.
No, he's not. It goes Russell and then Jackson Dart and then Jameis.
Well, the Giants, they should be fined. The Giants should be fined for hoarding backup quarterbacks. Because listen,
they're just fined for stupidity.
Yeah. Like the Browns. The Browns have Kenny Pickett and Joe Flacco who are battling to start. I know Joe Flacco is going to start. And then they have two guys that they drafted. It's stupidity. These teams are hoarding backup quarterbacks when we have to go out there with Zach Wilson. Makes no sense.
Best backup
in the NFL.
If you say Jacoby Brissett, I'm logging off.
It's Solana. I don't know. I have not seen this list. It's going to be a name that has been a backup quarterback for his life.
Nah, it's the exact opposite. It's the exact opposite. It's Kirk Cousins in Atlanta.
Oh, that makes sense, though.
That makes a lot of sense.
Makes sense, right. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, this is our exercise at the beginning of any football season where we start to remember, like, who's the starter, who's the backup. But Kirk Cousins, very possible that he's better than Michael Penix right now.
Or yes. Michael Penis Jr.
Right, if you saw the video the other day from the newscast.
How do they get that wrong, man? Like, you're in Atlanta.
You don't know, like, who's typing the graphics, right? So maybe it's an intern who's not a sports fan and they go, hey, put up a graphic for Michael Penix. And if you start typing P-E-N-I, I'm sorry, your hand moves to S, muscle memory.
Not my hand.
you're typing in penis a lot into your
all the
your
time.
Laptop box?
All the time. it's probably spell check. You type in,
That's what happens. Liverpool, they're trying to get the, again. They're trying to get the story out fast, and somebody's just trying to put a.
Yeah, but like, there's one
Liverpool just scored again.
Oh, break it, you guys. Don't tell me that.
Sorry,
but I
2-0 right now. That was right at the beginning of the second half.
Man, I'm not acting like I'm this media. monster, but around those inside the NFL people and like the our producer on the podcast stuff, they get like they're like, I don't know, like so due diligent, and they get so upset when something like that happens because it always happens.
Well, how many times do you think Dwayne Wade has been spelled incorrectly across newscasts and sportscasts over the course of his lifetime?
Or did you remember when a video, I don't even remember. There was a video that came out this training camp, like early in camp or this summer, of somebody throwing a football to somebody else. And it was like from 2 years ago.
Yeah. That was like the first day of camp.
I don't know what, I just overheard a conversation. A human got fired because of that. They were like, put this on national TV and this was 2 years ago. Somebody got fired.
Number two ranked backup quarterback in the league.
Jimmy Garoppolo?
No, that's not a bad guess.
He might be up there.
He's three.
He's three. Yeah.
Number two is the Bengals backup.
Oh boy, good now. He can play ball.
Heinicke?
No, it's not old boy or Heinicke.
Oh, that's his nickname's old boy.
Who is it?
Who backs up?
Jake Browning.
Jake Browning.
Says, concerning Desmond Ridder, Jake Browning has earned his way to being one of the best backups with no threat of losing his hold on the role as Joe Burrow's top backup. If anyone has doubts about his ranking, consider his performance in 2023. Browning threw for 1,936 yards with 12 touchdowns and 7 interceptions. He completed 70% of his passes that season and won 3 of those games. We're confident that Joe Burrow's job is safe as the lead guy, but equally satisfied that he has complete trust in the way that Browning runs the offense if that's what's needed. Jimmy Garoppolo is three. Would you like to guess the number four ranked backup quarterback in the NFL according to Pro Football Network?
No idea.
He's been mentioned in this conversation already.
Jameis Winston.
Well, no, he's not the backup.
I know, but it doesn't make any sense.
Jackson Dart.
Kenny Pickett.
Oh, exactly. Okay. You nailed it. Jackson Dart. Daniel Jones, 5 in Indy.
Mm-hmm. I was just in Indy.
How was their practice?
They're not going to score many points.
So should we bet the Dolphins?
Anthony Richardson?
One? Yeah, Anthony Richardson. Should we bet the Dolphins week one? They open up in Indy, don't they? On the road in Indy, right?
Yeah man. They're, I don't know, because it was a joint practice with the Packers. So it's the same thing with the Dolphins. Were the Dolphins bad or were the Lions real good? Green Bay went in they won playoff games last year, and obviously Indy didn't. But Indy struggled against the Packers in every drill I saw.
I might take the Dolphins just based on that info there. Because if you say they can't score, one thing I know the Dolphins can do is score.
Yeah. Anthony Richardson. He needs rec specs like Zach Wilson.
Number six is the Panthers backup. You know who it is? Who backs up Bryce Young? Your guy, Solana.
I mean, you don't even need to know because that job is Bryce Young. Wasn't it Andy Dalton last year? Wasn't it Andy Dalton
again?
It is. He's back. The Red Rifle, baby.
Look at you. Number seven is the Commanders backup. Who backs up Jaden Daniels?
Ooh.
Man, he can play too.
Was it Carson Wentz? Or no, he lost that job. Yeah. Carson Wentz. Man, I don't know.
Killer. This is a fun exercise every year because you guys blurt out the same names every year and it's never right. Jacoby Brissett hasn't been in the league in 100 years. And so I was like, Jacoby Brissett, I think, right? Isn't that Brissett?
If Solana yells Jameis Winston again, I'm going to go crazy.
Commanders back up? Anyone? Anyone?
No
the
idea.
Tall dude, big boy, the big one.
Marcus Mariota.
Jake Browning and Marcus Mariota? I'm telling you, bro, there's not a lot of good quarterbacks in this world.
the thing is, with Jake Browning, what they wrote makes sense. But also, I could throw for 1,000 yards if you gave me the weapons that Joe Burrow has. Anybody can throw for 1,000 yards in Cincinnati.
You can underhand a ball to Jamar Chase.
How about number eight? Number eight on the list is Kyler Murray's backup in Arizona. Who backs up Kyler Murray?
No idea.
Oh, he's left-handed.
I don't think so.
At a certain point, we're going to get to all the white guys that look the same, like Jared Stidham, Will Levis. Oh, no, he's out for the season. Mason Rudolph.
Mason Rudolph's probably on there.
Spencer Rattler.
Spencer Rattler's in New Orleans.
This is Kyler Murray's backup.
It's on the tip of my tongue.
I mean, I'll go with Old Faithful and Jacoby Brissett.
You nailed it. I was trying to give you all the time in the world. It was Jacoby Brissett. I almost had to bail on it. I was trying to give you time.
How many NFL teams has he played for? It's got to be 51. Over 10.
Oh, it's double digits for sure.
Right? I mean, he just bounces around. He keeps bouncing around every year as a backup quarterback. It's unbelievable.
I'll just ask you some of the backups. I won't even tell you where they're ranked. Zach Wilson, again, is 16. Mm-hmm. Who backs up Dak in Dallas?
I know this. I watched the Cowboys game the other day. He has the third. Something the
You're
third.
Right. Yes, something the third.
Milton. Milton the third.
Joe Milton. Very Let's good. Go. Look at that. You got two in a row. Two in a row.
Hey, look at Salon. Mm-hmm.
Who backs up? I almost said Donovan McNabb. Who backs up Jalen Hurts in Philly? I almost got the starting quarterback wrong.
No idea.
I was there, too. I don't pay attention to them. They're on the other field. I look at ones versus ones.
No idea?
No idea.
No idea.
Tanner McKee.
Who?
Even know he
you
exists.
Feel a little better about Zach Wilson, right? If I tell you Tanner McKee is the backup in Philly,
what's he ranked? What's 20. His rank? He's 20?
20.
Tanner McKee.
How about the Jags backup? Who backs up Trevor Lawrence?
No idea.
Hudson Hawk.
Nick Mullins.
All right, so we're in the white guy territory now. It's just all the same guys.
Who do you think is the worst ranked backup in the league? 32 out of 32 from Pro Football Network. This is the worst rated backup in the NFL.
It's got to be a terrible team.
What about a rookie? What's the guy from Alabama? Jalen Milroe? Isn't he going to be the backup in Seattle? Is he the worst rated backup?
Is he second from, stringer?
Is he in Seattle?
No, it's Drew Locke in Seattle.
The Browns. The Browns.
Kenny Pickett?
Because Kenny Pickett's hurt. Like, there's nobody knows who the backup is.
No, worst rated backup in the league is Tampa. Baker Mayfield's backup. Who is it?
Pincho Sanchez. I don't know.
Kyle Trask.
Oh, from Florida.
Yes, sir.
You haven't seen Kyle Trask yet. That's the problem.
Well, that's the problem. That's what they say. They say with 11 career passes, there isn't much to work with in terms of knowing how Trask would manage a whole game if it was required of him. He was drafted in the second round of the 2021 draft, was thought to be in the mix for the starting job once Tom Brady retired, but Baker Mayfield balled from the moment they brought him in, and Trask never really had a chance.
Trask is in the group. I'm telling you, I watched him a lot at Florida. He's in the group that Solana's talking about. The
white guy, prototypical.
Always look the same. Yeah. They know where all the checkdowns are. They're going to make the right throw, limit turnovers, but not win many games.
Decent chance there from Bournemouth to score a goal. Let's do headlines. There's your national training camp coverage.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Let's do headlines here with Solana, brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Doral VW just broke the rules of gravity. Prices are falling so fast, you'd think they're Kyle Trask.
For the mess, I like Kyle.
Volkswagen's priced like they lost their minds. Doral VW, buckle up. No one sells for less. No one.
Kyle Trask holds the UF single season passing touchdowns record.
Wow.
He can sling it.
40 touchdowns.
Yeah, he can sling it, but yeah, he's exactly what you said.
It's funny because you just get into that range where it's like Kyle Trask, Kenny Pickett, mm-hmm. Mason Rudolph,
exactly.
Andy Dalton is in that conversation as well. Like, it's just like all these white quarterbacks that weren't good as starters, and they just get recycled.
Dalton had a couple.
Andy Dalton. I was going to say Andy Dalton.
I wouldn't put him in that category.
Andy's there now, but Andy was spinning that thing early in his career.
Nah, I mean, yeah, the Red Rifle had a couple good years. What'd he do?
How many playoff games?
How many playoff games did he win?
That's what we're saying. I think he won a couple playoff games.
That's Solana's go-to. They could win league MVP and don't win a playoff game, and in playoff games he went.
Omar Kelly texts me, these guys suck at guessing backups. I guess it's not fair because I cover the league, but damn.
Yeah, oh.
You should have heard them last year, oh.
I don't know anyone. Backup?
I got Jacoby Brissett, Omar.
Malik Willis. Where's Malik Willis?
Green Bay.
Jordan Love was out. Jordan Love hurt his hand or something. Malik Willis looked good when I was watching the practice the other day.
What about the Jets? Who's backing up Justin Fields?
It's
Tyrod Taylor.
Tyrod Taylor, isn't it?
Tyrod?
I think it's Tyrod Taylor.
Danielle Gallinari.
It is, yeah, it's Tyrod Taylor.
El Gacho.
Tyrod Taylor ranked 15th, one ahead of Zach Wilson. Do you know who backs up Lamar Jackson in Baltimore?
Somebody they're going to hate if Lamar gets hurt. Is he
you know that, Jimmy? Jimmy, you look like you're going crazy. Is it because of the soccer game or you know the question I'm answering?
I know the answer.
What's the answer?
Mike White. Isn't it?
No.
No?
No. He's in Buffalo.
No.
He's in
you're
Buffalo.
You're obviously not watching Hard Knocks.
Oh. Okay. I misheard the question.
You suck, Jimmy. Get out of here, Jimmy. You stink, bro.
How do you
he
miss
He was ready to
here?
Kill you guys. He's like, how could they not know this?
He don't say nothing for 30 minutes and jump on and be wrong.
I respect that. The Solana is strong in Jimmy. I love that.
Anybody want to guess? Who's the Baltimore backup?
No idea.
He's ranked 14th on this list.
Tyler Huntley.
Cooper Rush.
It's in Baltimore?
Wow.
Yeah.
That offense is going to have to change. Hey, Cooper, go run this read option.
The Bills actually have Trubisky listed here as the backup, not Mike White.
Yeah, it is. There's a battle right now. Mitch Trubisky, and they go into it in Hard Knocks. Mitch Trubisky and Mike White. Mike White had a really good performance in their first preseason game. Mitch Trubisky had a pretty solid performance as well. Hey, where's Trey Lance? Trey Lance, he's got to be a backup somewhere now. Oh, the Chargers. That's right. He was throwing to Rondé.
Yeah. But is he the backup?
Man. I think so. Yeah. It says he leads the battle for backup quarterback.
It says Taylor Heinicke on this list.
They have DJ Uiagalelei as well. Guy who played for Clemson and then FSU last year, literally could not throw to a wide open receiver a season ago.
Oh, he threw to wide open people. Not necessarily receivers.
Oh, the jersey on.
Man, we got to do some homework before you give us like the official quiz.
Yeah, he going to run up on us and out of nowhere.
Wait till I break out the defensive coordinator's quiz in the next segment.
Flores.
Bournemouth goal.
Bournemouth scored?
I got a notification. Bournemouth scored.
You're right.
Antoine Semenyo, baby. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's Amber go. Jack.
All right. What do you have for headlines? Big Heat news, everybody.
Yeah, Haywood Highsmith has been traded to the Brooklyn Nets. The Heat are trading a 2032 second-round pick and Haywood Highsmith to the Brooklyn Nets. In return, they're getting a protected 2026 second-round pick. This is a salary dump. With this move, the Miami Heat officially get beneath the luxury tax. They are not a repeater tax team. Okay. H was making a little north of $5 million, so Miami now well under the luxury tax.
Haywood Highsmith era is over.
I should mention, we didn't talk about it in
Solana's
the last hour.
First pregame show with Tommy Tighe.
I know.
He's got to rewrite the entire script.
I texted Tommy. There goes our guy. Damn, man.
How are they going to replace the 6-3-1? Goodness.
You're so disrespectful to role players. When Crowder, I'm not even saying this. I'm not saying this at all disrespectfully.
You may not be able to replace that. You may have to look for like a 5-1-0 guy.
I'm telling you, we gotta move the needle, Hawk.
For somebody and Crowder, I say this like with a ton of respect.
With all due respect, so you're about to hurt my feelings.
I'm not. I'm putting respect. I'm putting respect on your name. You were a role guy, but in a good way. Like you were
a role guy.
Fuck, I led the team in tackles.
He was the starting middle linebacker. What are you talking about? A role guy.
I led the team in tackles.
H led the team in deflections.
No, H led the team in 6-3-1 games. That's what he led the team in.
I'm a role guy. What are you talking about?
No, but I'm saying like you weren't a superstar in the NFL, and I don't say that disrespectfully. Like you were a very good player, a very good player.
With all due respect,
not what you just said 2 seconds ago. 2 seconds ago, you called him a role player.
Yeah, I mean you were a role player. Like you started on the team.
Starting middle linebacker is the quarterback of the defense. That's just not filling a role
in
player.
Just filling in, Solana. You just put anybody in there.
I wasn't trying to demean your career.
Yeah, it sounds like you think you're talking to Kiko Alonso here.
I know it's a lot. I'm saying like somebody needs to get 6 points a game. Who is it?
H had surgery a couple weeks ago, so he was going to miss like 10 weeks, 8 to 10 weeks, after he had meniscus surgery in his knee. So maybe that plays into the fact that they're trading him as well.
All right. Also, maybe playing into the bag was 6 months.
6-3-1.
Crazy, man.
Only because the injury theory. I mean, I don't imagine Indiana's thinking about trading Tyrese Halliburton because of an injury.
Oh, 6-3-1. Now your knee's bad. You're 4-2-0 guy.
I think Pat Riley said, wait a second, your knee was good last year. Just teasing.
Hey, Pella, man, we need 6-3-1 out of you because Haywood's gone.
Tomorrow, the Miami Dolphins, 1 p.m. against the Detroit Lions, second preseason game.
All right.
It's on CBS4. Of course, you can listen to our pregame show on right here on WQAM 104.3. Right. Heat Twitter is talking about Norman Powell getting Haywood Highsmith's number 24. Apparently, he paid for it. And could have just waited a month.
Saved his money.
Could have saved his money.
If you're Norman Powell, do you ask for it back?
Yes, you do.
No way. No, bro. Hey, you wanted to pay for it? That's it. You paid
how much,
for
did
it.
They say how much?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Oh, okay. Because if it was like 10 grand, like that's just friendly banter.
How about man?
Couldn't be much more than that.
Yeah.
Barry Jackson tweets, per source with direct knowledge, Heat, this is interesting, the Heat were willing to offer Wiggins, Rozier, Highsmith, Jaquez, and the 20th overall pick in the NBA draft back in June for Kevin Durant and Cody Martin. Per Shams, the Suns wanted Jaquez, Jovic, Highsmith, 20th pick, and a pick swap, as well as Wiggins, Rozier inclusion. So Jovic and Kasper, this is what Barry Jackson writes, Jovic and Kasperis Jakučionis need to work out to justify the decision.
So that was the holdup. That was the deal breaker.
Jovic and...
I mean, essentially, it's everyone for KD.
Yeah.
Other than Khalil Ware, it doesn't seem like Khalil Ware's included in this conversation. We all kind of assumed Khalil Ware was kind of like the sticking point for Houston.
Damn, they wanted 5 players and another pick and a pick swap.
I mean, again, if Desmond Bane's getting 5 first rounders,
I don't know, Hog. That's a lot of humans and money.
Well,
and
I can understand why they didn't do it. I mean, you're literally giving away the entire team for an aging Kevin Durant.
They couldn't even have fielded a team. There'll be nobody here.
Man, Bournemouth is putting on some pressure.
What's interesting is that, you know, Ock, you were talking about this team not being nationally interesting. Kevin Durant solves that. Now, I don't know if he care. I don't know if he care about that. You know, like, I don't think they care.
Absolutely. For interest level, a big star.
If you're interested when
Kevin Durant plays, like you are, no matter what team he's with, you're interested.
Yeah. If the Heat would have acquiesced to those trade requests from Houston and their team now included Kevin Durant and you lost all those guys, Hakez, Jovic, Highsmith, the 20th overall selection, Wiggins, Rozier. I don't know how great the Heat would be. I don't know how we would be talking about them, but I feel like we'd all be saying they're a little bit better overall, and they wouldn't have only five nationally televised games.
No, just give me the starting five, because that's what people would look at. So it's KD, Bam, Tyler,
Khloé Ware, and Davion Mitchell.
That's not a bad starting five. They'd have nobody else to put on the court. It'd be names we never heard of, but that's not a bad five.
You don't compete.
But it's not as good a starting five as KD had in Phoenix.
No.
And that didn't work out very well.
You also don't compete. You're probably a repeater tax team. I'm saying you don't compete in terms of, like, you're not beating the elite teams in the NBA. Like, you're not.
We kind of talked about it. You bring KD in, what are they, 7 seed, 6 seed?
Yeah.
But your interest level, strictly interest level, it's way greater.
Through the roof.
Yep.
All right, guys, your weather. Inter Miami plays tomorrow against LA Galaxy. Messi should be back. And the Reno Aces play against the Chihuahuas, trying to end a seven-game losing skid. Matt Mervis went 1-for-3 yesterday. Your weather, it's 92 degrees in South Florida. Tonight, the lows will get into the low 80s. That is your weather.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
Socrates once said, you don't know what your body can do until it does it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I mean, during the commercial break, Bournemouth equalized. It is 2 2. Bournemouth is a plus 700 dog in this game against Liverpool. And it is 2-2 in the 83rd minute. Bournemouth was down 2-0 at one point. I've got my my AFC Bournemouth scarf on. Solana's got his throwback Cherries jersey kit. Excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
And what a shocker we have here in Liverpool. Holy mackerel. And the reason that I'm so interested, not only am I a Bournemouth supporter, I've been to their game at Vitality Stadium in Bournemouth, and I've been to a game just recently in Atlanta at the Mercedes-Benz. But I have Bournemouth +1.5.
Yes.
And I they do. Have equalized.
I do as well.
Oh, you bet it as well?
Yeah, I put it. I'm in Florida. I'm in Florida. I can make bets in Tampa now. Yeah.
Let's go. So 2-2 right now, 83rd minute, Bournemouth and Liverpool.
This would be, no joke, Hawk, this would be a huge, huge come from behind. Even if they draw, forget our bet. Think about it. The defending champs open up their brand new season. The only game happening in the Premier League today at home in front of their home crowd.
Remember, this is prime time in England. It started at 3 o'clock here. It was prime time in England.
Blowing a 2-0 lead at home to open up a campaign against Bournemouth, you know, that's a big-time result for Bournemouth. Huge for them to get the point.
See if they can hold on, man. Up the Cherries. Let's go. Going to be celebrating with some meat pies in Bournemouth tonight.
Yeah.
This is interesting, you know, fan-sided. Sometimes I follow some of the Dolphin stories on fan-sided. This is from the Steelers fan-sided.
Hmm.
And the headline is, Steelers dealt sobering Jalen Ramsey blow in joint practice with the Bucks. Sub-headline is, Jalen Ramsey is already looking like a massive mistake for the Pittsburgh Steelers, which isn't a good sign at all.
Jeez.
But this is what we did with the first Lions joint practice. Yeah, you know, this is the same of that, but it's kind of funny. Yes. Says two things came from the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers joint practice this week. One, Mike Evans is still that dude. And two, Jalen Ramsey is not.
Huh.
The Steelers knew the gamble they took in trading for Ramsey, but now they're realizing it was not worth it. Ramsey getting torched by Evans during joint practice doesn't necessarily mean a whole lot, but it does give Steelers fans something to hate about the upcoming season. Bucks wide receiver Mike Evans couldn't be covered during practice Thursday and won most of his battles with Steelers cornerback Jalen Ramsey. In a way, maybe both the Dolphins and the Steelers regret their moves. Miami's secondary is absolutely terrible, and Amon-Ra St. Brown made a mockery of them. And now with Ramsey's struggles, both teams would probably second-guess the trade looking back now.
We'll see, because the Steelers
I don't think the Dolphins ever intended to get rid of him until he said he wanted to be gone.
He wanted to go. Yeah. But they still have Joey Porter Jr. and Darius Slay. And we have Storm Duck and Jack Jones.
You guys are sleeping on Duck and Jones.
Words that have never been said before in the history of the world. You're sleeping on Duck and Jones.
We'll see, man. We'll see.
Let me give away these Marlins tickets. Final four pack of the week. What caller number? You want to give? What did Haywood Highsmith wear? 24?
24. Yeah.
24. Let's take caller 24.
Oh, sorry, Jimmy.
In memory of the recently departed Haywood Highsmith. And when I say departed, I just mean traded from the Heat. Don't take it the wrong way. Caller 24 gets 4 Marlins tickets. Lone Depot Park has Marvel Day on August 24th. It's Marlins and Blue Jays, and caller 24 gets a 4-pack of tickets. 305-567-0560. 305-567-0560. Liverpool just scored. Okay, for our bet, but man, that takes a little wind out of the sails of Bournemouth.
That'd be the last score.
88th minute. Liverpool takes a 3-2 lead. That's a heartbreaker.
Damn.
You are on the cusp, like Solana said, of really just, I mean, they're going to be happy with their performance regardless, but man, you could have come out of there with a draw or even a win.
Yeah. Is it still good?
Losing? No. They don't get a point.
Yeah, but being able to come back down from 2-0 against a team that is much better than you ostensibly on the road, I think that says, like, I think that's a good sign for the season.
I guess, I mean, yeah, you could draw positive conclusions from it. For sure,
that's what
right?
I'm saying. I'm just saying it's whatever. A team being down to the Chiefs 28-3 in the second half. I didn't mean to pick 28-3. Yeah, because I know there's connotations with that. You know, whatever. Being down 35-7, coming back, tying it 35-35, losing late.
Like, is it that way? Soccer? Like, we could play with the big dogs. Like 3-2 coming back. To Hawk's point, coming back late, we could play with the big dogs.
Yeah, but it still, it doesn't make it hurt any less that you had an opportunity to get a point to start the season after being down 2-0, and you allow the point to get away from you in the final, in the dying minutes of a game. You know, that's heartbreaking. They're going to lose, end up losing in heartbreaking fashion. Yeah. Like that sucks no matter how you spin it.
They should have backed up the buses. I'm learning this soccer now.
Look at you.
Corner here for Bournemouth. All right, anyway, caller 24 gets the Marlins tickets. 305-567-0560. 305-567-0560. You see how much fun this European soccer is in the middle of the afternoon? Well, allow me to direct you towards the Hard Rock Bet app. We talk about it every day. I've got Bournemouth plus 1.5 goals. So does Solana. So does Crowder. We are anxiously awaiting. They're going to add how much they call this, extra time or stoppage time, Solana?
This would be stoppage time.
Stoppage time. So what's extra time?
Extra time. There's no extra time in the regular season in these regular season games because if they draw, they just draw. But in knockout games in the Club World Cup or Leagues Cup, in the knockout games where there needs to be a victor, there needs to be somebody who advances, somebody who gets eliminated, they'll go to extra time, 2 15-minute halves. And then if you're still tied after that, penalty kicks.
All right. Well, there's 6 minutes of stoppage time. So that's good news for Bournemouth, potentially bad news for us. I don't want to get this twisted because I think we have two separate interests here, us and Bournemouth. Right. We wouldn't mind if there was 10 seconds of stoppage time.
Let's wrap this thing up, fellas. Let's go home. Great game.
Well, because we're Bournemouth fans, but I believe I speak for all three of us or four of us when I say we're more so fans of our bet catching than we are any one team.
Yes, no doubt, because there's a lot of games left in the season.
Of course.
Yeah. And is the stoppage time, is it regulated? Like, who do they judge it?
The referee.
No, you can pick up the ball and just run it into the anything goes in stoppage.
Yeah, because it pops up, it's 4:18, it's 6:07. Like, they count it, really?
Yeah, the ref has his watch. He decides how much stoppage time there's going to be based on like an arbitrary decision he makes. And
well, it's not arbitrary. I mean, it's based on the amount of time people were down on the pitch. Yeah,
there's no specific rule.
I get it, but it's not like, hey, I feel like 12 extra minutes. Like it's supposed to be based on what's actually transpired.
So if the ref has a reservation, he can be like, nah, let's run this thing out.
I can see that happening. I can absolutely see that happening. Tough resi to get, and you know you're going to lose it. Little afternoon tea, a ting at the Shangri-La inside the Shard. That's a tough resi. Anyway, Hard Rock Bet app, if you haven't downloaded it yet, make today the day. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets instantly after placing just a $5 bet. That's right. Bet $5. Get $150 in your account right away. Sign up today. You got real football coming soon, but until then, you can bet on the preseason like it's the real thing. You got Miami and Detroit tomorrow. You can bet winners, point spreads, over-unders, and more. Big MMA tomorrow. Step in the cage. Bet on the biggest names in MMA with three 19% profit boosts for the 3/19 fights tomorrow from Chicago. And we're watching Bournemouth and Liverpool right now. European soccer is back. The Hard Rock Bet app is your go-to app to wager on everything from goals and player props to yellow cards and more. And if you refer your friends to Hard Rock Bet, you'll both score a bonus bet up to $50. It's up to $50 for you, up to $50 for them. Bet together, win together. Roll with us on Hard Rock Bet. Make sure you follow Hard Rock Bet on social media as well. Download the Hard Rock Bet app today. A little pressure here. I can't believe it.
Don't tell me. Oh,
4-2
my God.
Liverpool.
In the final
94th
minute.
Oh,
my God. Are you kidding me?
This, by the way, is my advertisement for the Hard Rock Bet app. You can suffer the heartbreak that we just suffered. I can't believe it. Offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida, must be 21 plus and physically present in Florida to wager. Terms and conditions apply. Concerned about gambling, call 1-888-ADMITTED.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
Somebody has dubbed me on the text machine Bad Bet Bunny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.